He, of course, is the great Ron Jaworski, who joins us on Mondays, brought to us by Bradford White Water Heaters, built to be the best. The general question is, what do they have left, and can they still pull it off?
Well, first of all, Mike, I will take a very deep breath, because that was a hugely disappointing loss yesterday. I personally thought it would be a rout. I had the game 31-13, a bye week, a solid win in Jacksonville, a Cowboy team that seemed in disarray coming into Philadelphia on a Sunday night national televised game. All the arrows were pointing up, and it was a total disappointment.
Explain to me this bye week malaise, because normally you're energized by the bye week. You get people healthy. You got a home crowd. You get the ball first, and nothing. They had no zing in the first half.
Yeah, it was disappointing because, you know, I'm not sure where the enthusiasm is right now. The bye week gives you an opportunity to get healed, and there's no doubt this team had a lot of bumps and bruises after that Jacksonville game and the first eight games of the season, but they had a chance to get away, get healthy, and you expected the team to come out with great energy. They did not. To score 3 points in that first half against what I call a mediocre Dallas defense, it's just unacceptable. And, you know, we can talk about a lot of things, but this offense has to be more productive, or it's going to be an ugly finish to this season. You know, 20 points against that defense just isn't enough. And when you look at the teams on the schedule, man, if you score 20 points, you're not going to win many of these games.
What should they have been doing offensively in the first half that they weren't doing?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, I'm a big believer, Mike, number one, in balance on offense. And the more I've watched this team, their inability to consistently run the ball is very troubling to me. So you see what they can do in the passing game. And I almost think you have to alter at least that philosophy of balance and equilibrium and become more of a pass-happy team. You know, Carson Wentz, they made a bad decision on the interception. He was kind of baited into that interception because they only rushed three. They dropped the lineman out, and they kept that linebacker a little deeper to play the route. He got baited into it, but he's been playing terrific football. And I just think if you got one of the premier quarterbacks in this league, which I believe he is, put it on his shoulder, because they cannot run the ball with any consistency. And the offensive line has been subpar this year. And oh, by the way, Mike, I thought going into the season, this team would be strong on the offensive line and very strong on the defensive line. It certainly hasn't panned out that way.
All right, let's work with this then, because they added a weapon. They had a bye week to indoctrinate him. His mother called the show and said Golden Tate had gotten a package of 40 plays to keep it simple for him to learn, and yet he played 20% of the snaps. Why?
Yeah, he was on the field 18 snaps, I guess, is what I have on my count, and it's just not. I didn't think it was enough. I thought that he would be used a lot more in the screen game. I expected to see more. If he had 40 plays in the Tate package, I did expect to see more of him. I was a little disappointed in that. And going into the game, I thought a weakness of the Cowboys' defense, you know, was their screen defense. If you watched the game last Monday, the Titans had great success against them in the screen game, and I thought we would see Golden Tate because of that little pedigree as a running back in his background. He could be used in the bubble screen game and all those quick hitters that the Eagles use in their passing game, but it just never materialized.
Let's talk about the running backs a little bit, because this substitution pattern is kind of curious to me. To me, they only have one back that's trending up, and that's Josh Adams. Now, early in the second quarter, they get him off of right tackle. He goes 29 yards, and then you look at the score sheet, and they don't go back to him. And I don't understand why they don't milk certain things that seem to be working at the particular time.
Yeah, I agree with you there, Mike. In fact, we've had this discussion all season long. You know, philosophically, I believe in a bell cow back. My personal thought is the more you feed a running back, the better he gets, and he gets a feel for the game. It's hard to be on the field for a player to run the sideline. They get a first down, you run back on the field. I don't think you ever develop that rhythm, that feel for your offensive line, how they're blocking, what the defensive line is doing. If you're going on and off the field and you're, you know, three guys split, you know, 60, 70 snaps a game, I don't think you ever develop a rhythm. But it's just the way that Deuce Daly runs these backs, and no one has really emerged as the guy. So I guess this is the way it's going to be. It's just going to be that running back by committee. I don't necessarily agree with it.
But should, I mean, the head coach can overrule that, can't he? I mean, he notices that, listen, we got one guy that can make a play here. Let's face it. So let's go with him, Deuce.
Yeah, I can't argue that, but it's just been that way. They haven't settled on one guy for whatever reason. You know, if they just feel the skill set of each individual player, you know, fits the play that they want to call, they go with that player. So it's kind of a unique system, but it's one that, well, hey, they won the Super Bowl with it a year ago, so I guess they're going to stick with it this year. But you know what? You got to be able to alternate your thought philosophy. And I think this team really, really has got a little bit stagnant right now, and teams have kind of figured out what they're doing.
Ron, listen, I know you don't want to rip Doug Peterson, but it seems to me, my observation is that, you know, lately he has not been a great thinker on his feet, and everybody who follows the Eagles thinks the same thing. Well, they miss Reich and DeFilippo. I mean, a head coach really shouldn't miss those guys that much because he's still in control. He's still calling plays. What is the difference between this head coach this year and last year?
Well, hey, when good things happen, the head coach is going to get all the credit. When things don't go well, he's going to get all the blame, or the quarterback's going to get all the blame. That's just the nature of the business. But it's clear that this offensive line has underperformed. As I said a moment ago, I thought it would be a dominant offensive line. It hasn't been that way. Carson once again got hit an awful lot yesterday. And I just think, you know, you got to find a way to start fast. And if you just think back to a year ago, Doug was creative. They scored fast. You know, they broke down the other team's defense very well. Hey, you know, John DeFilippo, Frank Reich aren't here. They had a lot to do with presenting that game plan to the coach when he makes the play call. So, you know, there's some validity to what you've been saying, you know, for the past few weeks. Those guys are missed, and I believe they are missed. And this team has not started fast. And I always thought with this defense, particularly the defensive line, they would be very good with a lead. Put them in a position where the offense is one-dimensional, where they have to throw the football. I thought this defensive line would dominate. But I think Jim Schwartz has become overly protective, not blitzing much, because I don't think he has any trust in his secondary right now.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. I mean, even on third and shorts, he's got his corners back, which tells you he really doesn't believe in his corners. But this defense yesterday, Ron, they get it to 6-3. They allow the Cowboys to score, come right down the field, and score a touchdown before the half. The screen pass on third and long, the shot to Beasley, and then a shot to Hearns. And then the Eagles tie it at 13. Then they go on a 9-play, 75-yard drive. Then they tie it at 20, and they allow him to drive again with the big third and 8 to Hearns. I mean, what's going on with this defense?
Yeah, that part was disappointing because the offense they were getting back in their rhythm. They were scoring, you know, tie the game up twice and the defense can't go out there. That's when you go out there all jacked up, man. You know, your offense goes right down the field, tie it up. Defense, get a 3-and-out. We're going to take the lead here. And the defense just didn't wear the hat of responsibility in the game. They did not show up and make the plays when they needed to. And, you know, I'm just surprised at the lack of pressure. The one thing, you know, we know about Dak Prescott, and I know he's still young in his career. You know, if you pressure him, he's not the same quarterback. He's just not. He gets fidgety back there. He'll hold on to the football. You can get sacks, and you can jump routes. But, you know, Jim picked it up a little bit yesterday, but all season long, you know, his blitz percentage has been one of the lowest in the league, and that's kind of surprising for a guy that has a reputation of being very creative and very aggressive. But, you know, usually when teams don't blitz, they don't trust their secondary in man coverage.
Yeah. All right, last question. What's left? Does this team look like a division winner playoff berth team right now to you?
No. Yeah, I mean, you know, you can't be optimistic after watching that game last night. I mean, everything was in the Eagles' sights going into that game. Everything. Yeah, you win that game, you're 5-4. Man, you got to go to New Orleans this week. I mean, to go to New Orleans, the hottest team in the league right now, I mean, Drew Brees is going to look at the secondary right now. He's going to be salivating. They had the ball 5 times against Cincinnati in the first half. They had 5 touchdowns. I mean, that's how well they're playing right now. And they're going to look at all those inexperienced guys in the secondary. The formations that Sean Payton comes up with are ridiculous. I mean, he's one of the best game planner and schemers in the league. So I'm not optimistic about this season. Not only, you know, Washington, they're doing it with mirrors, but they're there. They're finding a way to win. And to make up a couple games with the way the Eagles are playing is going to be very, very difficult.
Ron, always a pleasure. Thanks, man.
Thank you, Michael.
There he is, Ron Jaworski. You can catch him on Wednesday, Ron Jaworski Show at 6 o'clock. That follows our show. He's brought to us by Bradford White Water Heaters, built to be the best.